intends to accelerate its national digital transformation process through collaboration with various countries, including European Union member states. Indonesian Communication and Digital Affairs Deputy Minister Nezar Patria recently said that Indonesia uses two European Union digital service regulations to formulate similar national regulations. Quoted from RRI.co.id, in line with this, Ambassador Dennis Kaibe emphasized that digital sector cooperation between Indonesia and European Union could significantly benefit both parties. The Indonesian women's national baseball team advanced to the grand final of the 2025 Baseball Asia Cup qualifiers after their narrow 6-5 victory over Pakistan in a super round held in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday, April 28th. This victory provides valuable momentum for Indonesia to advance to the next round following their 5-2 win against India in the first match. Quoted from RRI.co.id, Indonesia now awaits their potential opponent in the final, either host Thailand or India, was to compete in the super round. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The song Tana Warrior was composed by Lawode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tana Warrior is taken from Warrior, a district in Babo City, Bhutan Island. Tana Warrior is also a nickname for Bhutan Island. The lyrics of the song Tana Warrior tell the story of the Warrior region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Warrior. The song also reminds the younger generation about Tana Warrior, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tana Warrior Lape Lapea in Kita Dedi Mangula, which means the land of Warrior is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tana Warrior, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Thank you.
tree, you do not wake it fall, just like a ripe durian. A quote by Muhammad Nasir. Listener, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 to 1951. He is also a figure of the Masyumi organization, as well as the freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And listener, that's quotes of the day. So as we know that the whole world wants to develop digital stuff like AI, etc. And to make sure that it is well regulated, our government is actually referencing some European Union regulations to shape our or Indonesia's digital governance framework. It is stated by the Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria. And as we quote from antaranews.com, that several countries also besides Indonesia have adopted the EU regulations regarding digital services and markets, including those concerning artificial intelligence. So it includes Digital Services Act and Digital Markets Act, being one of the best frameworks there is. And in the middle of the EU ambassador to Indonesia, they described, emphasized that the importance of regulations concerning the development and the use of technology, including AI. And then he encouraged our government to send a delegation to European Union events that will discuss digital governance. You told me I forgot the feeling of being loved. You told me that you're not, I might as well tell you some things I had before. Can't deny it anymore. It feels strange that we quit, but you say no. Oh, I'm catching feelings, and this will take long. Oh, I'm sorry if you see the fate is wrong. Never thought I'd be so sure. Only to have you to be with me, to be with me, to be with me on. Do you take good care of yourself, or are you faking like everyone else? It's only me falling for you, you don't have to give it to. Information and also reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Ghana people, native people, Central Jakarta. A mix of local and European culture, it is made from bodies, preserved with a local skill, some more, the legacy of Dutch heritage. In the stall, located near the well-known Slama Kata Monument, Bubulase is topped with bean sprouts, cucumber, peanuts, and pickled vegetables, and served with crackers. This morning, people are flocked to the stall, ordering Bubulase and others, including the control man. Sticky rice topped with grated coconut that mixed with brown sugar. The stall is nominated by Bango Feet, hence its name is stall. It is special taste and hot green tea. Bubulase, could be your morning starter to explore the world's meter city. Featuring David Bayo with a song titled Happy. I believe that if you like Bali and if you like air show, this event will be very interesting for you because Bali will be the host again for the Bali International Air Show in September 2025. But it can also be a little bit postponed later. A quick quote from Detik.com, CEO PT Inara 17, Andy Wimar Wismar Shah. As the organizer of the event, he said that he was quite proud for the successful Bali International Air Show 2024. That, well, it's not only bringing together the government, the domestic and international participants, but all important figures and stakeholders in the event. Anyway, a little bit revision for that, it's not going to be held in 2025, but back in 2027. Why is that? Because, well, they have so many considerations, especially after talking with the Defense Ministry of Indonesia back in March. Apparently, the Ministry of Defense allows the organizer to hold the event, but with different considerations by the organizers too, they wanted to, well, make sure that the event will not overlap with other events, especially the events and also air events, to make sure that this event will be bigger later in 2027. So it's still like 2 years. Still for a long time, but it means that more time for you to save all your money so that you can enjoy all these events. And anyways, after this next one, we have Mary Jola with Overthinking. You're listening to a story about Ritual Anak Padang. that features cutting off dreadlocks in children as part of being cultured basketball. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the end village in Banjarnegara region in Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to the ridge in the end. But a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the end village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of the end children, who are called Anakmaja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is a likely return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Wakamanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Magama believed to be special children of the end, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Himbau merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kesulitan.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshiping God. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan ritual pencerahan rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita terasa yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya ataupun masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the pre-hakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, Anna can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pengalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual has been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan supaya memakai pakaian baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, a special woman. It makes us aside with the fact that most modern children in the end are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Arita sendiri yang minta dari si Arita.
Arita herself wanted the dreadlocks cut in Dieng since she was 2 years old. buat single, terus minta tanding. Cuma kita tanding mana di game?
Permintaannya Pak Obama, keluar poin satu.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen. Like other traditions in Indonesia, the spiritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Rajang children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with fried dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng rojong itu tawaran rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada gimbal padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpeng rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, where we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol paling itu yang warna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always helps during dry season, where the temperatures in Dian Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization. mechanism to all broadcasts on viewandinside ID, and also the application NNA Digital. And in a moment, you can also watch us from the channel, our internet channel. So make sure to stay tuned with us on Telegram service, Voice of Indonesia.